That interview with Maren Alsop was produced by Bridget McCarthy. Bridget doesn't produce such interviews, she scores them, piecing words and music together with precision and art. I've told people over the years that Bridget produces music interviews the way she used to play tennis. In fact, the way I'm told she still plays tennis, with drive, style, and a merciless commitment that sports people call heart. There's not a better example of the way in which a great producer can enliven and illuminate material than our story, Reflections on the 20th Century, that Bridget produced for our show on January 1, 2000. Bridget is one of two staff members who have to leave us this week in a reorganization of weekend programming. The other's Darcy Bacon, whose business it's been to book both famous names and surprising finds. Darcy was in a beauty salon on the Saturday morning in February 2003 when the space shuttle Columbia blew up. Darcy heard the news in our show when, the story has since appeared in a book, she was having her nails done. She instantly recalled the name of an astronaut in the shuttle program who knew the members of Columbia's crew. Within a minute, she had him on the line. In another 30 seconds, he was on our air. The man doing Darcy's nails was deeply impressed. The time it had taken him to file a nail, she'd put an astronaut on the air. You could book a year of The Tonight Show and meet the press with people that appeared on our show because Darcy cajoled, charmed, or tracked them down like an escaped prisoner. Both Darcy and Bridget are people of wide interests and passionate convictions, and first among those convictions is scrupulous fairness, because they believe that our listeners are entitled to learn about and be challenged by the broadest possible range of views and to hear them fairly presented. For years, Darcy and Bridget have sat in those areas nearest to our interns, lucky interns. There have been no better people for them to overhear to learn about journalism. It will be hard to see their empty desks here next week. They still occupy large places in our hearts. In happier news, Peter Breslow, who's been the senior producer in charge of our show for 6 years, will be freed up to return his matchless talents to producing stories from the field. Field reporting has missed Peter the way that Fenway Park misses Ted Williams. It'll be good to have him out from behind a desk, ranging around the world once again. This week's show has also been produced by Sarah Byer-Kelly, Justine Kennan, Elaine Heinzman, MJ Davis, Janaea Williams, Elliot Hannon, and Scott Pham. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano. I'm Scott Simon.